Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alex at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alex's Morning Show. It's 7:05 Friday morning. And this portion of the program is brought to you by UCSF Health. Halloween. It's right around the corner. Tuesday the 31st, we are doing, that would be Halloween Day, we're doing a live secret show. Oh, goodness. It's very scary. Our live secret shows are kind of scary anyway. And then we do them on Halloween. Whoa. So there is a costume contest involved in this. We want everyone to dress up, obviously. It's a super fun party. But Yuzi was saying that the prizes are just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. If you win our costume contest. We've had some unbelievable costumes in the past. Like, I always think about that farmer one. And
oh,
last year,
think about that
like a
one.
Bunch of people dressed up as my 25-year-old makeup jar.
Yeah.
That was, I just thought, that is so friggin' funny and creative. A lot of times people come as Sarah and Vinny. Like,
yep.
What about the ones that dressed up as me?
Oh, that's right. Garage Cat was huge last year.
God. How many garage cats were there?
I think there were five or six of them.
Yeah, like eight or nine.
Well, hopefully we'll see some Berkeley moms this year.
Oh, that'll be so cute.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I'll go as. I think I'll go as Ramona the Brat this year with this new stupid haircut.
Who's
I
Ramona
have.
The Brat?
Do you remember her from your kid books?
Beverly Cleary.
Yeah, Beverly Cleary.
Nope.
She had like just sort of did like a cut just like this with all little pieces of hair sticking out of it. Anyway, the secret show is it's invitation only. So win an invitation right now. 800-400-3697. We'll take callers 1 through 9. 800-400-3697. You'll get a pair of passes to the Sarah and Vinny Halloween Secret Show. We're doing this at Club Fugazi, home of Beach Blanket Babylon. You have to be over 21 to win. It's 678 Beach Blanket Babylon Boulevard. And we'll have these tickets one more time today and then all next week.
Mm-hmm.
So call now. We'd love to have you at our wonderful live Halloween Secret Show. UCSF Medical Center is ranked the number one hospital in California by U.S. News and World Report. UCSF Health redefining possible. Before we get to a little special something-something that we have for you here on a Friday, I wanted to do a couple of emails. Our email address is sarahorvinny@radioalice.com. Those are two separate email addresses, sarah@radioalice.com,
right.
vinny@radioalice.com, Sarah with an H, Vinny with an IE. This one says, hey, radio family, I wanted to send a thank you for your coverage of the devastating wildfires in Northern California. I'm a Marin SF native living in New York City and currently traveling in New Zealand, laid off in the Yahoo-Verizon Oath merger. I've been feeling extremely heartbroken and helpless in the wake of what's happening. Your coverage has helped me stay informed of what's going on and in the know on how to help from across the world. Thank you guys for doing such an incredible job during such hard times. I love you all, even human. And that's from Sierra. And this one, on a lighter note. Hey, Sarah, Vinny, and co. My girlfriend Tommy's birthday is tomorrow, October 14th. We lived in the Bay for years. I grew up there, but now we're in New York, in North Carolina for school. She listens to your show every morning still. She would go nuts if you guys gave her a shout out for her birthday because she listens a day delayed.
What's her name?
The girlfriend's name is Tommy, T-O-M-I.
Oh.
And she says she'll share some of the brownie points with us. So happy birthday, Tommy. Yay. Thank you so much for listening. And this is from Eric. My girlfriend Tommy's birthday.
I thought you said Tawny.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Tommy.
Got it.
So happy birthday.
Tawny, like
Tawny Katane. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday from your boyfriend, Eric, and from all of us here at the Alice family. Okay. Hooman yesterday was up in wine country at a couple different locations, and he did a couple Facebook Lives, and he caught the attention of the news team, some of Vinny's colleagues next door at KCBS, and they said, Hooman, you've been in it. You have some information. Please, won't you come on for an interview? So Hooman was on the esteemed KCBS airwaves this morning at about 6:20. Bryn has grabbed the audio and edited it down. And here is what our boy Hooman sounded like. Hooman, do you want to be listening for this? Have you gotten all the winners yet?
No, are you kidding? This takes so long. All right, go ahead.
I'm so sorry that you're so put upon. Know, here you are, Friday. The star of an interview on KCBS.
Oh.
Well,
too much.
And that's not even half of what you did.
Yeah.
Too much.
I thought that was lovely.
That was an edited?
Like,
yeah. That was
way
so,
edited.
You cut that down?
It was so hard to cut it down, though, because there was so much good content.
Oh, yeah, well, it's Hooman.
Solid Hooman.
With his heavy breathing.
Sorry about that.
Okay, you were. It's a long walk over there, you know.
You needed a bump. What are you going to do?
Oh, I got my energy back up. All right. And then he bumped again, and then he bumped again. Good job, Hooman. Really, and great job yesterday. I mean, just to go up there, you did a lot of legwork beforehand, which is what people need to do.
Go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. You can watch the interviews. And if I could just give a shout-out to St. John the Baptist Catholic School. They're taking donations today in Napa.
All right. And we have a million links up at Radio not just RadioAlice.com, but also on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Yeah.
We've put all kinds of resources on there, even tips on how to prepare your home if you do get some warning that you're going to be evacuated. Because there are some places on alert right now, like I think Petaluma is the next place they're talking about possibly evacuating. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so there are things that you can do that can help. I've heard that a lot of places up there have roof sprinklers. Like, they actually are so afraid of fires that there are people who are staying, even though they've been told to evacuate, they're staying so that they can turn on their roof sprinklers at the last minute and then book out of there.
I heard that, yeah.
Such a strange thing to be, you know, so sure that fire could happen that you go to those lengths to protect your
structure.
I've
never heard of that, roof sprinklers.
Isn't that incredible? They wet the roof. Keep the ashes.
Well, I've heard of the people climbing up there and hosing their roof down. I've never heard of roof sprinklers. That's a trip.
Although one of the things they were saying in the preparedness is that you should make sure all your sprinklers are off. Like, I guess maybe they're talking landscape stuff because they want to have as much pressure for the actual
There's a
hoses.
Lot of difficult news out there to sort of sort through, just like we were talking earlier about how some people say milk's good for you. And the second you say that on the air, people are like, dairy's horrible for you.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't matter what you say. Talking about leaving your windows unlocked and making it so that people can. But that's also for looting. You've
right.
just made it so easy to be robbed.
Right. They actually do say, you know, look, if you want them to get it, put a ladder on your roof and leave your windows and doors unlocked when you leave. And try and leave your lights on. In case you still have power, they can find your house. And yet, it's so
Kiss
funny.
Your belongings goodbye yeah. for sure, but your house
but your
might
house
still
will
be
still
there.
Be there.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah,
so
it is. All right. Let's get into a little trash here. Good job, Hooman. And Hooman is currently taking our callers 1 through 9 for our secret show live broadcast, which is happening on Halloween.
I'm proud of Hooman. You know, I only get to talk to my colleague Stan in the bathroom.
Yes.
So I'm really proud of him that he got to be on the KCBS airwaves with Stan Bunger.
It's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and Susan Lee Taylor. Let's not leave her.
Right. Well, I don't see her in the bathroom, as you might expect that. Right.
We see her in the bathroom.
We see her in the bathroom.
Right.
In the elevator. I love
She's
her.
I do too. I love the Susan Lee Taylor, Kim Wonderly show. I think that is that's a fun time. Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Since Trump has taken office, they have had their best ratings ever. Last year was huge. It finished with its most watched season in 23 years. It finished as the 18th most watched show in all of it's not even primetime, but it's the 18th most watched show in all of primetime if you don't count the NFL. Obviously, there'll be plenty of comedic material to work through again this year, and the show's ad prices are the beneficiary of this.
Yeah, good for them.
2 years ago, the average cost of a 30-second spot during SNL was about $90,000. Last year, that jumped to $150,000. And so far this season, NBC is getting an average of $230,000 per 30-second commercial, which is an increase of about about 150% from two seasons ago, pre-Trump. And some spots are going for as much as $300,000 a piece. SNL is making so much money from TV and online advertising that this season they are actually cutting back on ads by 30%.
Oh, good for them. That's a big deal.
It is a huge deal. They're like, we were fine with the old money. We'll just play less commercials. Can you imagine not going for the money grab? It took two whole commercial breaks out of the show itself. Unfortunately, there will be less Kate McKinnon as Hillary Clinton or Melissa McCarthy as Sean Spicer this season. They will be missed. But Alec Baldwin is back as President Trump, and most of the cast has returned. Kate McKinnon's Jeff Sessions is an excellent character, and her Ruth Bader Ginsburg is also an excellent character, so I'm sure she'll have plenty of that.
Is the show still 90 minutes?
It is. It just started up again last weekend, and Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman, was the host. If you have a chance, it was a solid, real. She was great.
I like her a lot.
And what it she just
I didn't
has
see her on the show, but
great sense of humor, Vinny, and just very, very, very likable. I just really enjoyed her. The nominees for this year's American Music Awards were announced yesterday. Bruno Mars leads the pack with 8 nominations. 5 artists followed with 5 apiece. Drake, Kendrick Lamar, Ed Sheeran, The Chainsmokers, and The Weeknd. And all of them except The Weeknd are up for Artist of the Year. None of the Artist of the Year nominees have won the top award before, but Drake and Ed Sheeran have both been nominated in the past. ABC is going to air the ceremony live from L.A. Sunday, November 19th. I don't have word on a host yet, but you are the voter. Voting is now open at amavote.com. You can also vote on Twitter by including the nominee's handle, the category, and the hashtag AMAs. And if you want the full list of nominations, you can go to radioalice.com. Billy Joel is Pink's idol. She loves him.
Billy Joel's. Okay. Well, that's not surprising. He's someone she probably grew up hearing.
Sure.
And
I love Billy Joel.
You do?
Yeah, people are very decidedly one-sided. Like, no one's really super neutral on Billy Joel. Some people really hate him. Like, bring up that I love. Yeah, I've been surprised.
What do you mean, hate
it.
Him? Like,
just don't enjoy his music at all. And I mean, I don't know that it's a personal thing, but I love Billy Joel. I am over some the songs you hear all the time. Like, I could never hear Piano Man again. I'd be fine with that. But I think he's great.
And I think that he's one of the guys. I like him. He's fine. I don't have any records.
Oh, you're somewhat neutral.
I'm somewhat neutral. So, but what I could see is, you know how Tom Petty stayed Tom Petty through all the generations?
Mm-hmm.
Even when the 80s came on and there was that shiny 80s period, Billy Joel went with that.
Yeah.
He was with Christie Brinkley, right?
Right.
Yeah. And he did the
Uptown Girl.
Like that stuff.
Right. But
so I think that maybe you might hate him because you watched that guy sort of change with the times. And
he was like a soul piano dude when he started.
Right.
And then, yeah, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I definitely like his older stuff.
It's the only
better.
Guess I have as to why someone might hate him. He's not super political, is he?
Truthfully, I don't know. I bet you he is. He's like a, you know, kind of a outspoken New Yorker. I can imagine him having his opinions, but I don't follow him in that regard.
Yeah.
This.
No, this is get rid of this.
But that's what I'm saying. I could see someone hates him because of this.
Put on Moving Out or Only the Good Die Young or get rid of that.
I like Just the Way You Are.
Oh my God, Just the Way You Are. She's always a woman to me. In fact, that was the song Pink walked down the aisle to. Oh, New York State of Mind is great.
Oh, this is good.
I love this.
This is good.
Play Moving Out. That's like my favorite, I think.
This isn't your favorite?
No.
How's that possible?
I love that song.
Moving Out.
I love that song. What's the one that, this is the one that's like, give me a heart attack. You ought to know by now. Love that song. Anyway, Billy Joel is basically Pink's idol. That's what I'm trying to say.
Nice.
Here. So she was stoked. She got him to agree to write a song with her earlier this year. However, it was a disaster. Pink totally blames herself. She says, the problem is he's too good for me. I clammed up, but we're going to keep trying. He goes, do me a favor. Go home, pick out the best poem you've ever written, send it to me. I'll make you a song. I got home. I was like, all my poems are the worst pieces of trash I've ever seen in my life. She says, Billy Joel is, in my opinion, one of the best songwriters that's ever lived. I walked down the aisle to She's Always a Woman. I grew up listening to him with my dad. He was the first concert I ever went to at 2 years old. Speaking of collaborations and Pink, she got on stage with Guns N' Roses the other night. Were you able to find that audio?
I saw the photo, but didn't hear anything or even hear
I'm
the story.
I'm dying to hear it. So Madison Square Garden, Wednesday night, she got up there with Guns N' Roses to sing Patience with Axl Rose. Aw, then they hug. Isn't that adorable?
Axl's still pulling it. I can't. Although someone commented as I was reading a review about all the different colored flannel shirts he ties around his waist. They're like, there's a new shirt for every song. It's crazy.
Maybe he sweats through them.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's almost like he's hiding his fat ass or something. I mean, what's with
be
the
that.
You're not going to get hot out there. What are you carrying a flannel around your waist for?
It's a good look.
It's not, though.
No, it's all right.
The reason we tied flannels around our waist was so because we were going to lose the thing. Mm. You come home enough times with your mom going, where's your shirt? Oh, darn.
It's not around my waist? Wait.
I always tie shirts around my waist.
I know. I think it's a good look.
Oh, I thought that was just to hide your fat ass.
Well, sometimes it is to hide your fat ass or if you sat in something bad, you know.
Sat in something bad?
Sure. Or you had a girl accident. Tie a shirt around your waist.
Well, anyway, he's doing that.
I always think it's flattering. It's
like on stage.
I like it.
With different colors for each.
There's that. Hey, guys, Weird Al has made an announcement.
Oh.
And I just found it interesting, so I thought I'd share it. He is making a change and taking a pretty big chance with his 2018 tour because he's not going to sing any of his classic parody songs. Or at least not too many is what it sounds like. He's calling it the ridiculously self-indulgent, ill-advised vanity tour. He did a Facebook announcement and said, I decided we should try something different just for a change of pace. No costumes, no props, no video screens, no computer servers. We're just going to walk out on stage, sit down on stools, and play a bunch of old songs. Oh, and we're going to be performing almost exclusively originals, not the parodies. The deep cuts and obscure tracks, the songs that were never hits, the ones you barely remember. He said he admitted that he knew this had limited appeal, and for that reason, they're going to do small places. He just wants to go do a sit-down-on-the-stool kind of tour. He said, if you've really got your heart set on seeing fat suits and segues and hearing all your favorite parodies, this is not the tour for you.
Oh.
Chances are we'll be doing that kind of show again sometime in the future, just not this time. The ridiculously self-indulgent, ill-advised vanity tour from Weird Al Yankovic. There's a lot of Harvey Weinstein stuff. I just wanted to get a couple things out there. You know, they fired him from the Weinstein Company, and it turns out they may not be able to do that. That he may actually, believe it or not, have a leg to stand on. They had written into his 2015 employment contract, according to TMZ, if he gets sued for sexual harassment or any other, quote, misconduct that results in a settlement or judgment against the Weinstein Company, all Weinstein has to do is pay what the company's out and a fine to the company, and he's in the clear.
With them?
With them.
Okay.
But they wouldn't be able to fire him. They don't care. According to this contract, you can do whatever you want. If we get sued for it, you have to pay it, and you have to pay us a fine.
Sound like they totally knew?
Uh-huh. According to the contract, if he treated someone improperly in violation of the company's code of conduct, he must reimburse TWC for settlements or judgments. Additionally, you, Weinstein, will pay the company liquidated damages of $250,000 for the first such instance, $500,000 for the second, $750,000 for the third, and $1 million for each additional instance. As though they knew it would happen over and over again. The contract says as long as Weinstein pays, it constitutes a cure, in quotes, for the misconduct and no further action can be taken. Translation, he could be sued over and over, and as long as he wrote the check, he would keep his job. Somewhat horrifying. Mm.
Yeah.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, we're going to do a story about the doobie weed.
Oh, I love
I'll get to that skinny dipping story that I wasn't able to get to last time and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 7:37. We have been talking for over a week about something that you was supposed to be doing tomorrow. This part of the show is brought to you by UCSF Health. Due to expected poor air quality caused by the wildfires in the North Bay, the Tails and Ales event scheduled for tomorrow has been canceled. So if you're planning on going down and bringing your dog out for a fun time and meeting up with Yuzette, they are going to reschedule it. That's what they're expecting to do.
Yeah.
And they'll provide an update by October 20th. So stay tuned here if you want information on rescheduling. Part of their statement was, our hearts go out to those impacted by the fires. You can learn more about what the Humane Society of Silicon Valley is doing to help animal shelters in the region and what you can do to help. Go to tailsales.org. But the event tomorrow is, in fact, canceled. UCSF Medical Center is ranked the number one hospital in California by U.S. News and World Report. UCSF Health, redefining possible.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. Wow.
Hyenas.
Whoa. Yikes.
Vultures.
I want to say that was all of us twice.
Yeah.
And Dublin!
Hey, I wanted to mention something before, because I'm going to start off with an update on the North Bay, and I don't have a bunch of new stuff. But I do realize, sort of, I sat back for a second and realized we've been doing a lot talking about how people can help and what you can donate, but we haven't mentioned, I don't think, enough times, if you need help, where do you go? And so we should probably look up ways to get that information to people. Someone was saying, they texted in, hey, where, if I'm affected by these fires, where do I go to get the stuff everyone's donating? Mm-hmm. And I thought, good question.
I think if you go to some of the evacuation centers, they will have people there with that kind of information. They have places to hook you up with your insurance agent. And they also have lists of places that are doing free meals. A lot of that is at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
And RadioAlice.com.
And RadioAlice.com. And my guess is, too, if you are situated somewhere, you could probably go to a food bank and say, we could use some emergency supplies.
So that's something that you should consider if you're up there and you are hungry or need help. Go to the evacuation centers then. That's a good place to get
started. I
would
say that's a good start, right.
Or RadioAlice.com.
Sure.
I mean, that place, it's got it all.
What can't you get there? Click away.
I'm trying to find something, but every time I look for something that's not there, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Every time.
It's amazing.
The death toll, all nonsense aside, the death toll is now at 31. There are still a lot of people missing, so the situation is grave up north. And so where we're at, more winds expected today, and the fires are, while they're getting a handle on some of them, they are still burning. Today is Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah. That's the first time I thought about it today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's why we started our secret show Halloween tickets today.
That was smart, you see.
Deep. Do my version. It's way better. Do it.
Yeah, why don't you have that? That should be ready.
Of all the things.
Rid of all the things. It's something to cap on. Who? It's scarier. It's bone chilling.
You know why I couldn't find it because I don't know how I labeled it.
How did you label it? What does it say?
CHCHCHHUHHUH. So I'm like, how did I label that? Right?
But whom in horror noise.
Do it again.
Friday. There you go. Friday the 13th, jive turkey noises. Anyway, a survey found the top 10 moments when we're most superstitious. Friday the 13th only came in fifth.
Oh. The times we're most superstitious? Is it before your team plays a championship game? Is that the time you're the most superstitious?
Watching your favorite team.
Oh, funny.
Is on the list.
How about like before a wedding?
During a key life event like getting married or buying a house.
Oh, funny.
Buying a lottery ticket, high on the list. Taking a test, high on the list.
Very superstitious. Oh, God, turn this up.
Getting on a flight.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. I try not to even think about it. Mm-hmm. So good.
Madden's on the wall. At a doctor's appointment.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
Watching your favorite team, taking your driving test. And
that's
when,
a tough one.
What?
I still remember just the anxiety you have. You just want, all you want to do is get your license. Please, God,
oh, yeah,
let me get my license. I'll do anything. Knocking on wood, wishing on a star, whatever it is. Oh, my God, I got to get my license. I got
to
get out of here.
I learned to drive in my B210, but because it was a stick, I took my test in my mom's car, which was an Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme.
Oh, wow.
And I'm
It was long,
and it, I practiced with it a little bit, but I get in, the guy gets in next to me, and I'm, you know, you've just, there you are, you're seated, and you're looking forward, mm-hmm, and you're like, okay. Start the car.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me get these windows. And they're power windows. And the guy's hand was in the
thing. My God, you scratched the guy's hand?
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, oh, I'm ruined right here. I haven't even put it in gear yet. How's that?
That's bad. Did you pass the first time?
I did.
Oh, well, woo, so
he can't hold that. He put his hand there.
Big dummy.
I was trying to get everything set for everybody. Like, all right, let me create the perfect testing atmosphere.
I took my first driver's test, in Timmy's
Timmy?
Truck. Yeah, Timmy's
Stoner
truck.
Timmy?
His camper truck.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus.
It had a camper on it?
Really?
Oh, my God.
So you didn't pass?
The only person, you know, I did pass. But,
lend you a car to
right,
do it?
Exactly.
Funny. I failed the first time because I didn't get out of the written section.
Oh.
I had to take the written test first, and I freaking somehow boffed that and didn't get
it. You get to miss like three or four.
Yeah.
And you miss.
You do. I missed enough of them. I clearly hadn't studied. I'm like, who cares? Let's just get me in the car. I'll show you what an incredible driver I am.
Oh, I was.
So you had to wait?
I had to wait.
Oh, yeah. There's even a holding period.
Uh-huh. I was so bummed.
By the way, I meant to mention in the first story, as we just talked about, superstitious when flying. More than 100 flights have been canceled due to the
right
air quality, and probably more expected today.
Right.
Tesla's recalling 11,000 Model X SUVs.
Uh-oh.
For a seat issue.
Oh.
Bryn? You
What's
have
wrong
one
with
of those.
The seat?
There's bugs. There's definitely bugs that they're working on. And
oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But they can update the system though. It's like a computer in
it's
there.
It's all right? computer.
It's all computer. So when you drive into your driveway, it actually connects to your Wi-Fi,
mm-hmm,
and they give you all of the updates. So whether it's yeah, you know, the automated driving or was
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Driver assist. They'll update roads and stuff like that if there's, you know, potholes or whatever like that. So.
And then what have you noticed anything with the seat?
I haven't. I noticed things with the back door. You know, that Lamborghini door
that
goes up?
Yeah, yeah,
Falcon wing or whatever. It gets stuck sometimes.
Mm.
It just gets jammed, and you have to, like, hold the button, and it's super annoying.
Are you saying stuff gets stuck in the back door?
You're right, exactly.
Mm.
Nice, human. But I have a, I have
oh,
a cousin.
I totally just got that.
I have a cousin who works at Tesla.
You had a delayed reaction to the back door joke,
what
really?
What does that mean? Like, someone's fingers getting caught in there?
Yeah. So this cousin
kind of
mine, I didn't even know he worked at Tesla, but he came with a pad and he was just like checking things off saying, all right, a service representative will be out here soon to do whatever they do.
And did they fix it?
I don't know.
Oh.
You know, whatever my mom does
parents.
With that car, right?
Yeah.
Back doors.
Yeah, back doors. Stuff.
Get a busted back door.
Yeah, it's pretty busted.
Janky.
It's too bad. Scottsdale-based pot dispensary they're called Herbin Planet.
Oh, adorable. That's adorable.
Herbin Planet, along with a British company sent into space, launched a pound of weed up into space, 19 miles into the air.
For what?
Because they want space weed, bro.
Oh. Like, this has actually been to outer space, bro.
Does it mean like it'll change the composition of
I don't
it?
Know what they... I guess it's a gimmick, but they're going to get $100 a gram. Now, I haven't smoked pot in many years. Maybe, let me see. At least 15 years it's been since I've taken a toke of the doobie weed. But I remember it being $10 a gram.
I don't really know any prices.
Like, yeah, I mean, you get like a dime bag or nickel bag.
Well, so an eighth.
An eighth was 25.
Was 3.5 grams, yeah, and it was about 25 to 35 bucks.
So,
right?
If you shot something not 19 in miles into space.
A lot more expensive than that.
Oh, really?
School. Yeah.
Well, you're like younger.
50 or 60. Yeah.
And the weed got better.
Inflation.
Yeah, that's true. The weed is like crazy now.
I got a lot of crappy weed.
wouldn't it freeze up there if you shot something into space and then it came back? I mean, I just don't understand. And then also, like, what's it in? And because it doesn't have to re-enter the atmosphere, isn't there going to be some?
I don't know. It's space weed, bro. Just get high and relax.
Are they lying? You're how tripping do they too recover hard. It? Like, so they're shooting into space. How? And then how are they recovering it?
This is
BS. You're just an idiot. Who's going to pay $100 a gram for this?
They launched it in a weather balloon from Casa Grande, and it spent 35 minutes in space before it came back down. Urban Planet has space weed, bro. You want that? You in?
I feel like it's a scam. I don't know. Yeah,
who's the weed
expert
on this show?
Not I. It's probably Bryn.
Yeah. Bryn.
I'm going to go with Bryn.
Bryn is smiling.
I used to know a lot more about weed. I don't know as much.
How much is an eighth?
Right now.
How much does it cost?
Look it up online.
How much is an eighth a pot? How much
nowadays,
just tell me what.
Today.
Nowadays, you.
I don't know, because back then it was. Actually, back then it was more expensive, but I think as it became
it's getting
more
cheaper
available.
Now, right?
Yeah, and everybody can access. It's like, I think it's 30 to 60 bucks, depending on the strain and the grade.
Right.
Like grade
60
A.
bucks for an eighth?
For the really strong, potent stuff, yeah.
What do you think
it's
about?
It's an eighth, not a quarter. An
no,
eighth.
An eighth, 3.5 grams.
Right.
You think there's anything to this
we know.
In space?
Him and I clearly know.
I don't know.
No, not you. Bryn, the expert.
Oh, what about it?
Well, do you buy into this, the weed in space?
I have no idea, man. I'm not a scientist.
Make it.
He's not going to buy it, but he'll try it.
Oh, you will.
Don't speak for me, Sarah.
I'm speaking for you. Yes. Come on. I know
you. He's not doing anything right now. He's got a pregnant wife.
Wait, and her due date is less than 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
I love that he's... I know
you're in the window.
The exact feeling he has right now, that thing where you're leaving the house and you just realize, I can't leave.
Mm-hmm. I can't go
I'm
do
just
going to
feel
fun.
Guilty if I go have fun.
I need to be here. I can't. You can't tie here. One on because you don't know when it's going to happen. And
right.
Got to be there and be ready to drive. It's exciting.
So life-changing.
It is exciting.
Oh, my God.
It's been a long time since you had a baby.
It has.
Well, and now you're doing it at a time in your life where you're a little more settled.
It's more reasonable, yeah, for me to do it now.
Right. You didn't have soccer practice
first
later.
Time you were... Yeah, you were 16 years old.
Were you that old? Hmm.
Yeah, just about there.
Mm-hmm. He was 15.
And a half.
A couple getting married.
We still counted in half years back then.
Yeah. Yeah, you shouldn't say that. You sound like my 3-year-old. I'm 3.5.
And 3/4.
A couple getting married at a restaurant overlooking the beach in Salisbury, Massachusetts. You know
Salisbury,
it?
Yeah.
Salisbury.
Salisbury.
Salisbury, Massachusetts. Where is that?
It's ritzy.
I think it's North Shore.
North
yeah.
Shore.
North Shore. It's up on the North Shore. It's up by like Peabody.
Peabody?
Sure. Like Ipswich. I don't know. I don't know if it's out near Marblehead or something, but it's up there. North Shore.
Couple was getting married at a restaurant overlooking the beach in Salisbury, Massachusetts last weekend.
It's near Haverhill.
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 I'm sorry. It's Haverhill.
Well, you said Haverhill.
I did say Haverhill, but that was
wrong. So now we're calling it Haverhill, everyone.
No, it's Haverhill.
It's about 20 miles from... Whatever she just said.
From Boston?
No, Haverhill.
Oh, Haverhill?
Haverhill.
Our text number is 800.
I want to hear the story.
Forget it.
I want to hear it.
The story sucks.
No, you
know what?
Plans.
Let's just argue over the names of different cities. Where else is it near?
It's a coastal beach. It's a coastal city. Near Hampton Beach. You know where Hampton Beach is?
Sure, right over the border in New Hampshire.
I've stayed in their hotels. They're good.
The Hampton Inn,
yeah.
I see.
All right, what's the story?
Let's hear the story.
Here's the story.
A couple in Salisbury.
Go ahead.
A couple was getting married at a restaurant overlooking a beach in Salisbury, Massachusetts last weekend when suddenly two naked strangers appeared on the sand behind them right there on the beach.
Okay.
Apparently, a 29-year-old guy named Zachary Tomko and his 20-year-old girlfriend Holly O'Neill had decided to go skinny dipping, and they didn't realize there was a wedding going down right there.
How do you miss that?
Well, because you're selfish and you're doing your thing. Mm. You're swimming. You're having
any
the time of your life.
Involved?
He's looking at the naked lady in front of him.
So they were in the water already when this started and they came out?
I'm assuming that's the case, okay. Yeah. They came to shore.
All right.
Shore.
Yep. Hit the beach. Hey, you guys got any beers? It's a party. looks like a good time. Oh, congratulations to the lovely bride and groom. This is nice.
Got a towel?
Yeah. What you got over there? It's chilly.
Anyway, they didn't realize there was a wedding going down right there on the beach. Some of the bridesmaids were furious and called the cops.
Oh.
And they were both arrested for disorderly conduct. They pleaded guilty on Wednesday and each got a $275 fine.
Oh. Some community
service or anything? No, that's it. Wow. No word on whether the wedding is going to be okay.
I'm sure the wedding will be fine. I mean, still a legitimate joining. And
you think so? You don't think that's cursed?
Oh, is it cursed? Cursed. I think it'll be fine.
All right. Yeah. It's too late for the text now.
Yeah,
what's coming up in the trash?
We're going to start with the new music, but we also have another set of 9 pairs of tickets for our upcoming Halloween Live Secret Show.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.